Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Mauritius counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgulam today to also address a community event this evening. President Draupadi Murmu addresses convocation of Central University of Punjab in Bathinda, describes the varsity as a confluence of various cultures, not only from India but also abroad. Government to open daycare cancer centres in every district of the country in next 3 years. Centre extends duty-free import of urad dal until March 31st next year. Sports Ministry revokes suspension of Wrestling Federation of India. And World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2025 to kick off in New Delhi this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Mauritius this morning on a 2-day visit to the island nation. Mr. Modi received a warm welcome by Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgulam at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is grateful to Mauritius Prime Minister for the special gesture of welcoming him at the airport. The Prime Minister said he will be meeting President Haram Gokul, PM Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, and addressing a community program today. Mr. Modi also expressed profound gratitude for the warm welcome from the Indian community in Mauritius. He said the strong connection of the Indian community in Mauritius to Indian heritage, culture and values is truly inspiring. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Central University of Punjab is the confluence of various cultures, not only from India but abroad as well. India's diversity is reflected here amongst students and teachers. Such institutions are the representative institutions of the lively and rich culture of our country. She said this while addressing the 10th convocation of the university in Bathinda today. The president hoped that the university will continue to present effective examples of India's diversity, unity and excellence.
यहाँ के अध्यापक समुदाय में भी भारत की विविधता झलकती है ये अखिल भारतीय प्रतिनिधित्व आपके संस्थान की सराहनीय विशेषता है इस विश्वविद्यालय में छात्रों और छात्राओं की संख्या लगभग बराबर है अन्य देशों के विद्यार्थियों भी यहाँ शिक्षा प्राप्त कर रहे हैं ऐसे संस्थान हमारे देश की जीवंत और समृद्ध संस्कृति है प्रतिनिधि संस्थान मैं आशा करती हूँ कि बठिंडा विश्वविद्यालय परिवार के सभी सदस्यों भारत की विविधता एकता और उत्कृष्टता के प्रभावशाली उदाहरण प्रस्तुत करते रहेंगे
Referring to Takhat Shri Damdama Sahib, established at nearby Talwandi Sabo, where Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji spent some time during his active struggle, the president said the spiritual energy of a very sacred pilgrimage site of the world exists here. She said this region was given the sacred name of Guru Ki Kashi by Guru Gobind Singh Ji. At the same time, the land is also the confluence of valor and spiritual stability.
President Draupadi Murmu said that the development of women means development of society. Educated women create strong society. Happy to see that 65% of the total medal winners in the convocation are women, she said. She's confident that these daughters will give a beautiful look to our dreams of building a developed India, suggesting 5 good things to be adopted in life, including curiosity, originality, morality, farsightedness and spontaneity. In this context, she quoted the examples of the life of former President Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, who remained curious throughout his life and created history. She told the students that their means of achieving goals should be based on morality. With Rajesh Bali's report, Jagyasa Pandey, Akashvani News.
At the convocation, 1,031 postgraduate degrees, 60 PhD degrees and 43 gold medals were awarded to the meritorious students. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Northeast students will not need to leave their region for work. They will get employment opportunities there. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the students from the Northeast at Youth Parliament, organized by Students Experience in Interstate Living in New Delhi today. In his address, he said that India's longest rail cum road bridge is being planned to be built at the Brahmaputra. Rail line is also being built between Assam and Bhutan. The minister said organic agriculture in Sikkim has also started under the BJP government. The union government will open day care cancer centres in every district of the country within the next 3 years. Replying to a supplementary in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said 200 day care cancer centres will be opened in 2025-26. Citing a recent report, Mr. Nadda said, with the implementation of Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana, treatment of cancer patients starts within 30 days from the screening. He said, the government is working to provide affordable and quality health care under the National Health Mission.
नेशनल हेल्थ मिशन के तहत हेल्थ को हम अफोर्डेबल एक्सेसिबल और उसके साथ साथ इक्विटेबल बनाने के लिए हम क्वालिटी हेल्थ केयर देने का प्रयास एनएचएम के माध्यम से कर रहे हैं और उसमें हम बहुत तरीके की सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं. टेक्निकल सपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं, मैन पावर सपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं, फाइनेंशियल सपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं.
The Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Introducing the bill in the lower house, Minister of State for Home Nityananda Rai said the legislation is aimed at fulfilling the current needs. He said the House has all the competence to bring such bills. Earlier, Manish Tiwari of the Congress opposed the introduction of the bill, saying it is a violation of fundamental rights. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the second batch of supplementary demands for grants for 2024-25 and on the Manipur budget. In the supplementary demands for grants, the government has sought Parliament's nod to spend a net additional 51,462 crore rupees in the current financial year. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of the Congress questioned the government about the reported tariff discussions between India and the US. He also talked about the informal sector in the country and questioned the government over its Make in India initiative. In the Rajya Sabha, the House has taken up discussion on the working of the Ministry of Education. Initiating the discussion, Digvijay Singh of the Congress talked about skilling and training of teachers. He said there is delay in the junior research fellowship being given to research students in universities. And now we go over live to our correspondent Bhupendra, who is present in the Parliament. Bhupendra, today is the second day of the second part of the budget session. What are the key updates you have from both houses of Parliament?
Yeah, Valsa, right now the Lok Sabha is holding discussion on supplementary demand for grant, the budget of Manipur, and the supplementary demands for grant related to Manipur. While in the Rajya Sabha, discussion is going on the working of the Ministry of Education. Earlier in the pre-lunch session, Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha. The bill has provisions to give certain powers to central government with regard to travel documents, passport and visa documents for foreigners. It is basically intended to modernize the immigration laws of the country. And in the morning, the Lok Sabha witnessed heated arguments between the Kalyan Banerjee of TMC and Treasury bench members over his comment against the Union Minister Giriraj Singh. However, the House took up several questions related to cooperative sector, implementation of MNREGA in the country, as well as allocation of funds and LS delay of funds related to this employment guarantee scheme in the rural areas. In the Rajya Sabha, the House witnessed adjournment following opposition protest over the issuance of duplicate voter IDs number and other issues. Later, the House took up the question hour, where members from different political parties raised the question related to health, Ayush and Renewable Energy Ministry, as well as on inflation. And also in the morning, the Parliament House witnessed a protest by the DMK and Congress MP from Tamil Nadu over the comment of Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The MPs wearing black attire raised slogan against the government. Back to you, Valsa.
Right, Bhupendra, thank you for bringing us all those details. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The government has extended duty-free import of urad dal for another year until March the 31st next year. In a notification, Directorate General of Foreign Trade said the free import policy of Urad stands extended up to March 31st, 2026. The provision was earlier in place until the end of March this year. The move will help stabilize prices of the commodity in the domestic markets. Myanmar is the main exporting country of Urad to India. Besides Myanmar, India imports Urad from Singapore, Thailand and Brazil. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has inaugurated the exhibition on Indian Heritage Through Architecture by the National Archives of India, NAI, in New Delhi today. The exhibition marked the 135th Foundation Day of the National Archives of India. Talking to media, Mr. Shekhawat said that NAI is currently working on the world's largest digitization program, conserving over 6 lakh pages in a month and digitizing lakhs of them daily. Mr. Shekhawat also said the success of this digitization program has sparked the Gyan Bharatam mission. He also lauded the NAI for setting up the exhibition.
नेशनल आर्काइव्स ऑफ इंडिया का 135वां स्थापना दिवस है. ये 35 करोड़ से ज्यादा दस्तावेजों की धरोहर को समेटे हुए और मुझे अत्यंत प्रसन्नता है कि इस ऐतिहासिक संपदा को जो आने वाले समय में भारत के भविष्य के लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण होने वाली, इसके डिजिटाइजेशन के ऊपर विश्व के सबसे बड़े गति से चल रहे डिजिटाइजेशन प्रोग्राम पर नेशनल आर्काइव्स ऑफ इंडिया राष्ट्रीय अभिखंड लेखागार काम कर रहा है. पिछले एक माह में 6 लाख पेजेस का कंजर्वेशन करने के साथ साथ में रोजाना लाखों पेजेस का डिजिटाइजेशन करके उनको अभिलेख पटल पर अपलोड किया जा रहा है.
Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers. He highlighted that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations in the national capital. Mr. Upadhyay said on demand, special trains will also be operated if the need arises.
इस बार उत्तर रेलवे द्वारा 400 से ज्यादा अनाउंस्ड स्पेशल ट्रेन्स का संचालन किया जा रहा है. ये वो स्पेशल ट्रेन्स हैं अनाउंस्ड जो उत्तर रेलवे द्वारा चलाई जाएंगी. इसके अलावा जो और रेलवे के द्वारा जैसे ईस्ट सेंट्रल रेलवे, नॉर्थ सेंट्रल रेलवे, सदर्न रेलवे, ऐसे अलग अलग जो रेलवे जोन है उनके द्वारा जो ट्रेन चलाई जाएंगी नॉर्दर्न रेलवे की तरफ, वो अलग है. ट्रेन ऑन डिमांड भी चलाई जाएंगी.
On to the weather, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions at many places over Gujarat and Rajasthan today. Hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over Konkan, Goa and coastal Karnataka today. The weather department also forecast thunderstorms accompanied with gusty winds in parts of sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Lakshadweep and south interior Karnataka till tomorrow. The Sports Ministry has lifted the suspension of the Wrestling Federation of India, WFI, ending months of uncertainty surrounding the sport. The decision will pave the way for resumption of activities, including selection trials for the upcoming Asian Championship in Amman, Jordan. The World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2025 will kick off at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. The three-day event will feature a total of 250 para-athletes with 145 Indians and 105 international competitors from 20 countries. They will compete in 90 athletics competitions, making it one of the largest para-athletics events ever hosted by India. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Mauritius counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgulam today to also address a community event this evening. President Draupadi Murmu addresses convocation of Central University of Punjab in Bathinda, describes the varsity as a confluence of various cultures not only from India but also abroad. Government to open daycare cancer centres in every district of the country in next 3 years. Centre extends duty-free import of Urad Dal until March 31st next year. Sports Ministry revokes suspension of Wrestling Federation of India. And World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2025 to kick off in New Delhi this afternoon. And with that, we end the Midday News.